You're listening to the ASMR HQ podcast with Wanda and Paula. Hi there. This is Wanda and Paula from ASMR HQ, and we'd like to welcome you to our very first podcast about ASMR. In our podcast, what we'll be doing is discussing ASMR and what it is, and also about the many triggers that set the response off in people.
That's right, and we'll also be talking about things like our favourite ASMR artists and any up-and-coming ones that might be coming through, because at the moment, if anyone has been following ASMR, you'll know that it's gotten pretty busy. More and more people are aware of it now, so and every second person seems to want to create ASMR videos now, so that you'll never run out of a ASMR sound or video, that's for sure.
It's real. It's certainly exploding at the moment. Some of the things that what we've decided to do in our future podcasts is to talk about the equipment that we use to make our videos, our microphones, our cameras, and our software. So all the things that go towards making our videos.
And also probably some of the ones that we've seen other artists, sometimes an ASMR artist will create a video on the microphone they're using and that sort of thing. So we'll also go through some of that as well.
Yes. But we thought for this first podcast that we'd just discuss ourselves, a little bit about ourselves and how we got into ASMR. So
okay, well, I'll sort of begin there. ASMR for me, first I want to say I wish ASMR was a different acronym so it was easier to say. But anyway, ASMR for me started when I was, I think I've just had it all my life really. When I was a child, I remember, I don't remember specific things, just the only specific thing I remember is a TV show. It was a documentary and it was a Japanese person drawing or painting Japanese characters on a bit of parchment, and it was just quiet and it was just he was just painting away, and there was no, I don't think there was even anyone talking, it was just showing him painting it, and it just, that just triggered me, the preciseness of it all. But generally I'm more into sounds rather than the visual sort of. I'm not much into role plays, although there's a few at the moment, like ASMR, massage ASMR I've been watching, and but he uses a lot of sounds too. So really for me, sounds are more, they trigger me more than visual things. My first ASMR video that I saw was, I was actually looking for meditation videos, just to, you know, I like to listen to meditation just before I go to bed. So I was on YouTube just searching for meditation videos, and in the sidebar I saw a video and it said, "Let me ASMR you." And it was by ASMR Aurette, which is, she's very popular on YouTube and one of my favourites. And it just intrigued me. I saw that in the sidebar and I thought I'll just take a look at that and see what that is. So I clicked on it, and when I watched it through, she was doing a lot of different sounds and things in it, and it just triggered me then. I just got that tingly feeling in my head, and I knew straight away, I thought, oh my God, this is actually put a word to what I've been experiencing for years. So after that, I was just video after video watching, you know, and even now I watch videos every, or listen to videos every night. I remember sending that link to her video, to Wanda, actually emailed it to her and said, take a look at this, you know, and I just wanted to see if it actually triggered her at all. So anyway, I'll stop talking and let Wanda talk about her experience with ASMR.
Well, I hadn't ever heard of ASMR until I got the video, and I looked at it and I thought, oh yes, okay, this is interesting. But I haven't found anything that triggers me as yet. But the one thing that I do like doing is making the videos. And
yeah, that's right. I remember watching a video by ASMR Requests. Many of you will know her. I'm also a fan of hers. She does some great work. But she did a video because she didn't always experience ASMR herself. And it was only because her boyfriend told her about it and she started watching the videos that eventually she started, the triggers started to happen in her. And she, her theory is that everyone has ASMR in them. It's just, they just needs to come out. And that's what I agree with that too. I think everyone's got it in them. It's just a matter of finding the right trigger or you know. So, but for Wanda, nothing's triggered her as yet.
I do like the water ones. I quite like the sound of water trickling and running over rocks and that sort of thing. But nothing else has really appealed as yet.
That's right. So, but she likes making the videos. We both love doing that. We work from home. I come up to Wanda's place every day to work. And we've got time to do these videos. So I remember at the time I thought I'd like to create these videos, and I wasn't too sure whether Wanda would want to do that, considering it doesn't really do it for her. You know, it does, the triggers don't really happen for her. But now she got all keen, so, and she loves doing them. So, yes, we're all into sounds at the moment.
Yes, everywhere we go, we're listening to what's going on around us. It's quite amazing, and we pick up so much stuff and just listen to see if it makes a pleasing sound. We bought a Soundman microphone.
It's a binaural one.
Binaural one, yes. And we intend taking that out to different places. I recently went to Brisbane, and while we're at the airport, it was amazing the sounds around, and we thought this would make a really nice ASMR video. So that's what we intend to do.
Because I know a lot of ASMR artists create just sounds. I know there was one, I think it might have been Massage ASMR, I'm not sure. He did one, or it could have been someone, it doesn't matter, but they just took their headphones, their binaural microphones, and attached it to a Zoom H4N and went and sat in a library for a while, and that was just the whole sound of the video. So we want to play around with that as well, just go to different places, maybe out in nature or maybe to an airport or a library, and just sit and record the sounds around us, because it makes really good, nice, quiet, ambient sounds if you do it right.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that's about all from us for this time. We're going to lead into one of our sound audios for you to finish up with, and we'll try and do this each time, but we won't promise that.
Yes, because we don't know how much time we'll have, but we will, at the moment we're talking through some Rode microphones, and they're not binaural, they're just for recording the podcasts. But when we go to the sound video next, we'll change to the binaural headphones or microphones, so you can get that binaural effect in the panning from ear to ear and that sort of thing.
Okay, so just sit back now and put your headphones on and listen to the sound audio.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.